Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, we delve into a foundational concept within the realm of estate planning, intestacy. This topic may seem dry at first glance, but its implications are far-reaching, touching upon the core values of our society and the intricate web of familial relationships that bind us together. Intestacy occurs when an individual passes away without a valid will, leaving their estate to be distributed according to the laws of the state rather than their personal wishes. It is a circumstance that many find themselves in, whether due to a lack of awareness, procrastination, or the unexpected nature of life's journey. In such cases, the legal system steps in, guided by a set of principles and procedures designed to ensure a fair and orderly distribution of assets. As future legal professionals, understanding the nuances of intestacy is not merely an academic exercise. It is a responsibility that carries profound implications for the lives of those we will serve. Each case we encounter will be a testament to the delicate balance between upholding the law and honoring the unspoken desires of those who have departed. Let us begin our exploration by delving into the very essence of intestate succession, the rules that govern the distribution of assets when no will exists. 1. Rules of intestate succession. Intestate succession is a fundamental concept that forms the bedrock of estate planning. It is the legal framework that dictates how a decedent's assets are to be distributed in the absence of a valid will. At its core, this process aims to mimic what the average person might have decided had they taken the time to draft a will, with a strong emphasis on providing for the decedent's immediate family. However, the legal implications of intestate succession extend far beyond this simple premise. By triggering a set of statutory provisions, the decedent's personal wishes are essentially overridden by mandates set forth by the state. This potential disconnect between the decedent's intentions and the outcome of intestate succession underscores the profound importance of comprehensive estate planning. In the realm of intestate succession, state laws establish a hierarchy of heirs who are entitled to inherit from the decedent's estate. While specifics may vary across jurisdictions, a common hierarchy emerges, reflecting society's values and priorities regarding familial relationships and financial support. The spouse or domestic partner is often the primary beneficiary, entitled to the largest share of the estate. This recognition of the spousal bond underscores the legal system's acknowledgement of the economic partnership inherent in marriage and the need to provide support and security for the surviving partner. Next in the hierarchy are the decedent's descendants, including children and grandchildren. The equal division of the estate among these individuals reflects the paramount importance placed on the parent-child relationship and the duty to provide for one's offspring. In the absence of a surviving spouse or descendants, the estate may pass to the decedent's parents, acknowledging the enduring bond between parent and child, even in adulthood. Siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and their descendants follow in the line of succession, with the degree of kinship determining their eligibility to inherit. This hierarchical structure is a testament to the legal system's attempt to channel assets in a manner that reflects presumed familial bonds and responsibilities. It is a one-size-fits-all approach that, while well-intentioned, may not always align with the decedent's actual wishes or the complexities of modern families. Indeed, intestate succession laws are a mirror reflecting societal values and norms concerning family and financial responsibilities. The prioritization of spouses and children in the hierarchy of heirs underscores the legal recognition of the spousal relationship and the parent-child bond as primary. This arrangement ensures that those who were likely most dependent on the decedent for support are provided for, thus reflecting societal values around the protection and welfare of the nuclear family. However, this approach may not adequately address the nuances of blended families, relationships with non-biological children, or the decedent's desire to leave assets to friends, charities, or more distant relatives. Moreover, these laws highlight societal changes and debates about the nature of family and relationships, as evidenced by the inclusion of domestic partners in some jurisdictions' intestacy laws, reflecting evolving societal norms regarding relationships outside of traditional marriage. Ultimately, the principles of intestate succession serve as a legal safety net, ensuring the distribution of assets in the absence of a will. Yet, they also underscore the importance of comprehensive estate planning. By drafting a will or creating other estate planning instruments, individuals have the opportunity to tailor the distribution of their assets to fit their unique circumstances and wishes, rather than relying on a statutory formula that may not fully align with their intentions.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
2. Determination of heirs and distribution of assets. In the absence of a will, the legal framework governing the determination of heirs and the distribution of assets is set in motion, following a structured and methodical process that ensures the decedent's estate is allocated according to the laws of intestate succession. This intricate process, while aiming to mirror the presumed wishes of the deceased, involves several critical steps, from identifying legal heirs to appraising and distributing the estate's assets. The first step in administering an intestate estate is identifying the decedent's legal heirs. This task can be complex, particularly in cases where family relationships are complicated or not well documented. The process typically involves reviewing family records, such as birth certificates, marriage licenses, and death certificates, to establish familial relationships. In some cases, legal notices may be published in local newspapers or online platforms, informing potential heirs of the estate proceedings and allowing them to come forward. In jurisdictions that permit it, a formal court proceeding known as a petition for determination of heirship may be initiated, during which testimony from witnesses familiar with the decedent's family history is heard. In cases where paternity or maternity is questioned, the court may order DNA testing to confirm biological relationships, ensuring that the rightful heirs are identified and recognized. Once heirs are identified, the court issues a decree of heirship, which legally establishes the individuals entitled to inherit from the estate. The next crucial step is appraising the estate to determine its value before distribution. This process involves compiling a comprehensive inventory of the decedent's assets, including real estate, bank accounts, personal property, and investments. Professionals may be engaged to appraise the value of certain assets, such as real estate, antiques, or business interests, ensuring an accurate assessment of the estate's worth. Before distribution to heirs, the estate must settle any outstanding debts and tax liabilities. This step may require liquidating assets to generate the necessary funds, potentially reducing the overall value of the assets available for distribution. Finally, the remaining assets are distributed among the heirs according to the state's intestate succession laws, which dictate the precise share each heir is entitled to receive. This distribution process must be executed with diligence and accuracy, as missteps can lead to disputes among heirs or claims against the estate. Throughout this process, ethical considerations and potential conflicts of interest loom large. Administrators, especially those related to the decedent, may face conflicts between their personal interests and their duties to the estate and other heirs. Maintaining impartiality in the face of familial pressures and disputes is crucial, as administrators must navigate these dynamics carefully, ensuring fair treatment for all heirs. Transparency is paramount, as ethical administration requires openness in all dealings, including asset valuation, debt settlement, and asset distribution, to prevent disputes and allegations of mismanagement. 3. Rights of spouses and children. In the realm of intestate succession, the rights of spouses and children hold significant importance. These rights are safeguarded through various legal mechanisms, ensuring that they are not unjustly disinherited and receive their rightful share of the decedent's estate. One of the most fundamental protections for spouses is the concept of the elective share. This legal provision is designed to shield surviving spouses from complete disinheritance, either through a will or by the operation of intestate succession laws. It allows the surviving spouse to claim a portion of the decedent's estate, regardless of the will's contents or the absence thereof. The elective share varies by jurisdiction, but generally represents a significant portion of the estate, often one-third to one-half. This provision acknowledges the economic partnership inherent in marriage, ensuring that the surviving spouse receives support and recognition in the estate distribution process. The calculation and scope of the elective share can differ across states. In some jurisdictions, it is computed based on the net estate, including both probate and non-probate assets, while others may limit it to probate assets alone. The elective share typically encompasses property owned at death and certain transfers made during the decedent's lifetime, though the specifics of these inclusions may vary. It is important to note that the right to elect a share is often subject to specific filing deadlines and procedural requirements. Additionally, prenuptial agreements or spousal waivers can impact the elective share's applicability, further underscoring the intricate legal landscape surrounding this protection. Turning our attention to children, their rights under intestate succession laws are framed to ensure equitable treatment and support, reflecting societal values on family and inheritance. These rights extend not only to biological children, but also to adopted children, who enjoy equal standing under intestate laws, inheriting from their parents without distinction. This equality underscores the legal and societal recognition of adopted children's full membership in the family. In certain circumstances, stepchildren may also be afforded rights under intestate succession, particularly if they were financially dependent on the decedent. However, it is crucial to note that, generally, stepchildren do not inherit under intestate succession unless they were legally adopted by the decedent.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another consideration is that of children conceived before but born after the decedent's death. In many jurisdictions, these posthumously born children are granted inheritance rights as if they were born during the decedent's lifetime, ensuring that future children are not disadvantaged due to timing. the inclusion and protection of children's rights within intestate succession laws reflect the legal system's commitment to safeguarding minors and dependents within the family structure, upholding the paramount duty of parents to provide for their offspring. In jurisdictions that recognize community property, the laws significantly impact how estates are distributed under intestate succession, particularly concerning the surviving spouse's rights. Community property laws treat all property acquired during the marriage, excluding gifts or inheritances to one spouse, as jointly owned by both spouses. This principle reflects the partnership nature of marriage, where assets accrued during the union are considered the product of joint effort and shared ownership. Upon one spouse's death, their half of the community property is subject to distribution under intestate laws, while the surviving spouse retains their half. This provision ensures that the surviving spouse receives at least half of the marital estate, reinforcing the partnership principle of marriage and providing a measure of financial security during a challenging transition. The decedent's separate property, which includes assets owned before the marriage or acquired by gift or inheritance, is distributed according to intestate succession laws. Depending on the jurisdiction's specific provisions, this process may further benefit the surviving spouse, further underscoring the legal system's efforts to protect and provide for the surviving partner. 4. Administration of intestate estates. When an individual dies intestate, the administration of their estate is entrusted to a court-appointed administrator who assumes the responsibilities typically assigned to an executor named in a will. The appointment of an administrator is a critical first step in the process, and it follows a statutory order of priority that typically favors close relatives of the deceased. Potential administrators must file a petition with the probate court, after which the court evaluates their suitability based on factors such as their relationship to the deceased and potential conflicts of interest. Once appointed, administrators assume a myriad of duties and responsibilities, serving as fiduciaries tasked with managing and settling the deceased's affairs. They are obligated to secure the estate's assets, assess their value, pay outstanding debts and taxes, and ultimately distribute the remaining assets according to the laws of intestate succession. Throughout this process, administrators hold a fiduciary duty to act in the best interest of the estate and its heirs, requiring diligent and impartial conduct at every turn. One of the administrator's primary tasks is gathering and securing all assets belonging to the estate. This includes not only tangible property, but also digital assets, financial accounts, and any other holdings that comprise the decedent's wealth. Locating and consolidating these assets is often a complex undertaking, requiring meticulous attention to detail and a thorough understanding of the decedent's financial affairs. Next, the administrator must assess the value of the estate, a process that may involve engaging professionals to appraise assets such as real estate, antiques, or business interests. This valuation is crucial as it determines the amount available for distribution after debts and taxes are paid. Speaking of debts and taxes, the administrator is responsible for settling any outstanding liabilities of the estate before distributing assets to heirs. This may require liquidating certain assets to generate the necessary funds, further underscoring the need for careful asset management and decision-making. Once debts and taxes are paid, the remaining assets are distributed among the heirs according to the laws of intestate succession. This process requires a deep understanding of the hierarchy of heirs and the precise proportions of the estate they are legally entitled to receive. Throughout the administration process, ethical considerations and potential conflicts of interest loom large. Administrators, particularly those related to the decedent, may face conflicts between their personal interests and their duties to the estate and other heirs. Maintaining impartiality in the face of familial pressures and disputes is a vital ethical obligation. Administrators must navigate these dynamics with care and sensitivity, ensuring fair treatment for all heirs and avoiding any appearance of bias or impropriety. Transparency is another cornerstone of ethical administration. Openness in all dealings, from asset valuation to debt settlement and asset distribution, is essential to prevent disputes and allegations of mismanagement. Administrators must be prepared to provide detailed accounting and documentation to support their actions, fostering trust and accountability throughout the process. In the intricate world of intestate estate administration, the challenges are numerous, but the stakes are high. The diligent and ethical execution of these responsibilities can mean the difference between a smooth transition for grieving families and a quagmire of legal disputes and emotional turmoil. As future legal professionals, it is our duty to approach these matters with the utmost care and integrity, upholding the principles of fairness and respect that underpin our legal system. Conclusion. Today's exploration of intestacy has illuminated the complexities and nuances that govern the distribution of assets when an individual dies without a valid will. From the rules of intestate succession to the determination of heirs and the administration of estates, we have delved into a realm where legal principles intertwine with societal values and familial bonds. Throughout our discussion, a central theme has emerged: the tension between the legal system's attempt to create a one-size-fits-all framework and the unique circumstances and desires of each individual. Intestate succession laws, while well-intentioned, may not always align with the decedent's actual wishes or the complexities of modern families. This tension underscores the profound importance of comprehensive estate planning. By drafting a will or creating other estate planning instruments, individuals have the power to tailor the distribution of their assets to fit their unique circumstances, rather than relying on a statutory formula that may not fully capture their intentions. However, even in the absence of such foresight, the legal system endeavors to uphold principles of fairness and equity. The hierarchy of heirs, the rights of spouses and children, and the rigorous administration process all aim to ensure that assets are distributed in a manner that reflects societal values around familial responsibilities and financial support. As we move forward in our legal careers, we must approach these matters with a deep sense of empathy and respect. Each case we encounter will represent not merely a legal transaction, but a chapter in the lives of real people, grappling with loss, familial dynamics, and the weight of financial decisions. It is our duty to guide our clients through these challenging circumstances with compassion and integrity, ensuring that their rights are protected and their loved ones are cared for according to the letter and spirit of the law. In doing so, we uphold the highest ideals of our profession, serving as stewards of justice and guardians of the intricate web of relationships that bind our society together. So let us embrace the challenges of intestacy, not with trepidation, but with a sense of purpose and determination. For it is in these intricate legal landscapes that we have the opportunity to make a profound impact, safeguarding the legacies of those who have gone before us and paving the way for a more just and equitable future. Thank you, and I wish you all the best in your legal endeavors.